Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
We don't want wealth for ourselves.
Yes.
We will work for the people. We will build for the people.
That, of course, the voice of Mosia Lekota, who is the president of the Congress of the People, or COPE, who no doubt will also be trying to vie for your vote this local government elections. We are 35 days away from the 1st of November. And what we'll hope to do over the next 35 days is to bring to you as much as possible listeners' reflections of their wards in terms of what the pertinent issues are and what they think needs to happen over the next 5 days. Next 5 years after the election. And now we go to Soweto, which is Ward 21, which covers Tladi and Moletsane areas. It is a ward of about 29,000 as far as population is concerned, over a 2.5 square kilometer space. And here to tell us about his ward is Mbija Motlatlana. Mbija, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Uncle Africa.
My understanding is that it is an ANC ward with 73% of the votes going, of course, for the ANC. What do you think are some of the pertinent issues that your ward is concerned with at the moment?
I think if we can have the open communication channels club and the clubhouses for learning and skills and the open library for books, not the parks, I think that would be far much better for our ward. And then the other thing that we had a problem is electricity and crime.
All right. Let's deal with the last two. Electricity, obviously, because I imagine you too will be affected by Eskom deciding to manage the load in the mornings, where between a certain time and a certain time, you will not have access to electricity.
Yes.
Have residents of Soweto started offering to pay for electricity? The rest of the municipalities across the country are having to put up with prepaid meters, which seems to be the most effective way for any management of cost of electricity.
Yes, in our block, the block of Kaikapakai, the area that I'm situated, we had a meeting with the community and then we arranged for them, at least we pay the flat rate of 150, of which we are doing now.
Would you be open to the possibility of having smart meters, though, installed by City Power or Eskom?
Yes, if they can, we can allow that to happen.
Okay. Crime, obviously, is a major issue for, I think, all municipalities across the country. Many of the crime-fighting initiatives are governed by a national competency, which is the South African Police Services. The DA is intent on making sure that the National Police Commissioner and the Police Minister don't get their way, who want to centralize all law enforcement, including, in this case, the Joburg Metro Police. I imagine you are with the DA here. You need more localized policing as opposed to a nationally managed policing function, right?
Yeah, and I think if the police can work hand in hand with the CPF, and they must empower those people so that they can, like, you see that they are working in the morning, and then I think they're not getting paid so much, but if they can empower them, then they can lower down the crime rate.
You also noted that you need the library to be open. I imagine there is a library. Is it just not operational at the moment?
We don't have one.
You don't even have a library?
No.
Okay. And so learners in the ward, when they need to access, look, a lot of things, I suppose, exist on Google nowadays, right? And depending on the cost of data, one can have access to information. But I remember very fondly the days when I used to, you know, walk to the library in Google to go and, you know, do the work that I need to do.
Yes, of course. The only library we got is the MDN library and the one of Peer Library. That's the own, and then the Protea one. Our ward doesn't have any library, whatever, Mr. Africa.
No, for sure. And then you said open communication channels. What do you mean by that, Mbija?
Open communication channels. where the library for books and then information for the youth.
Have you decided yet who you're going to be voting for on the 1st of November? Or are you still waiting to hear from all political parties before you make such a determination?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for them to hear what they can promise us, just because I know they can promise to heaven and earth. And then we'll see what I can do with Africa.
And they will do so over the next 35 days. Mbija Motlatlana, thank you very much for your time this morning. Resident of Ward 21 in the city of Johannesburg, which covers the Tladi and Moletsane areas in Soweto. The electricity, crime, the desperate need of a library and open communication channels. Those are some of the issues that he's highlighting from his ward.